Wer?
Den Moon Rip is wrong.
Good morning, Rip Simon. How are you?
Chaste Hashem. How are you doing, right?
Baruch Hashem. Yeah.
I saw your wife the other night.
Really? Oh yeah, Mom, I think my wife told me. Yeah.
She was on a Zoom share which my wife was listening to.
All right, yeah. Uh-huh.
I said to my wife, there's your show's wife.
There's something to be said for Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
you never know who you might come across.
Yeah, sometimes you know the meeting you can find somebody from England on the share. My wife saw somebody you know from England, from Manchester. How are you? Oh, cute. One advantage, which you wouldn't see if you went to a share in the shul here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Warren's got an Israeli flag on his balcony. Not yet, Matt, but yet. I don't know why he's got the work to do over there, but you never know. Morning, Warren. How you doing, all right?
How you doing? How's it going? Yeah, Baruch Hashem, you.
It's fabulous. Nice day today. Mm-hmm. Walk after share. Cap out the sunshine while we can. It's not raining, it's not scorching, it's a lovely time to go. With his old picture. I'm sure he doesn't look like that anymore.
Who says?
I'm looking, you changed that picture, please. He's been using it for too many years.
I look younger than that.
So it's time to change the picture. The lousy picture. Put something nice and cute on yourself in Bermuda shorts or something, you know.
I love your sense of humor, brother.
At least some of you do.
Warren, you're very noisy there. Hey, Warren, you're very noisy there.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Nobody listens to me if it doesn't make any noise.
Is that from your brother made Aliyah?
Yes. He's
where is he living?
He's in Hashmonaim. He came on the last flight. He was on the last flight out of South Africa Tuesday week ago.
That's crazy. So he's in Bidur, of course.
Well, he was. He's finished Bidur. They put him up in the Dan Panorama Hotel in Tel Aviv.
Okay.
So now
I stayed there once. It was a lovely hotel.
Yeah, very nice.
The pool was in use.
No, he couldn't step out of his room.
Oh, at the point of being in a hotel.
Yeah.
Came alone, who did he come with?
No, well, his wife's already here. His wife had made Aliyah. So now he's joined up with his wife in Hashemayim. A year.
Wow.
Her Aliyah just came through not so long ago. And there's a split Aliyah. The two of them.
So
Baruch Hashem, he's here, they're together.
Who is a good rabbi?
Good question.
Is he down south?
Traffic.
Or is he here today?
Traffic.
Let's
traffic.
Up. Let's take bet. Hi, he's here.
Boker Tov. Morning, Rabbi Yisai. Got good work.
Boker Tov, Rabbi Yisai.
Who's here? Okay, fine. So I just have to see where we got up to. Anybody can give me a page reference? I'm using a different sefer. And I don't have the marking. We did Lech Etzel HaChochem. That we did.
Baruch's not here.
Hashem sends a choyle because he wants a person to go mavakesh from the choyle to daven for him. And there we said as well that it's not muchrach, that the tefillah of the chacham will be answered directly the way he wants, or when he wants, or for who he wants. Could be that it's for somebody else. We saw that. Tefillah Leah, tefillah Rachel, that we saw. Fine, and that fits in well with the second level of betochen that we were speaking about. Rashi's betochen, if you make a betochen, but shita shnei, shnei's bar elil halicha lechacham. Ain't pirusha she'adam atzmayni yoychelif night boira. You don't go to the chacham and ask him to daven for you because you can't daven. For sure, you have to daven. They're not going to do this wonder, this wunder man. He's going to do miracles for you. That's not the way of a b'teach. He's walking in b'tmimus im Hashem. That's what he's have to go to this tzaddik for to daven for him, because he'll do wonders for him. He's going to the Chochem because Hashem's misayvet tzaddikim tfilosim shel tzaddikim. That's what he's going there for. Okay. That's what the brocha from the tzaddik is. The brocha from the tzaddik is begedet tfila. Okay, fine. So that's, I think, what we saw. That's what we said. Let's take this concept a little bit further. Of you have to go to the Chochem and Daven. Let's take this one step further. Gets that person, somebody who's sick in his house, and he meets, he bumps in the street there, he bumps into the Arizal. And he asks him to intervene on his behalf. When Arizal? The Arizal says to him, I'll tell you what's going to be in the future. You don't have to be worried. I have a Ruach HaKodesh from Shemaim. I know that the sick person is going to get better, so you don't have anything to worry about. If a person is a real Baal Batochen, according to the Madrega, Rashi's Madrega that we spoke about, he'll tell the Rizal, thank you very much. Well, that's not what I'm talking to you about. I don't want to know what's going to be in the future. Lo man yenoti what's going to be in the future. Shekin aderech adova enu matrido toklau, because I'm not really that worried about what's going to be. Who enu choika achasidois? That's what it means. Who enu choika achasidois? Tomim tiu Hashem elokecho. The enu choika achasidois. Who makabel is kolam oyov alav Hashem is bach between us. He's makabel whatever Hashem throws at him, betmimus. The kol mataras halichosay lechochem ukevishin is ba'alil, as I've explained before, so that the chochem will daven, because Hashem's nisavet tfilo shel tzadikim. And things only come into the world when there's a tfilo. So you have to daven, and then you have to go to the chochem and get him to daven as well. So if the Arizal will tell you, listen, I'm going to tell you what's going to be, you tell him, lo man yenoti, what's going to be. I'm here now. I know whatever's going to be is good. Whatever's happening for the good. I have to daven. So I'm davening. I want the chayla to get better. Hashem said, you have to daven. You have to go to the chochem. Ask him to daven. The super lagoyner of Natali Trop, Shebe Yomes HaKaitz, Nose La Nefesh, Be Yainus HaMarpe, Shebe Marimdo, Be Mariambad. Mariambad was a spa, was like a healthy place that all the Gedolim and the Admorim used to go there. That was their vacation place. It was like a health spa. This used to be the big gathering, the big meeting place of all of the Haredi world in Europe. This is where the elite of the elite used to go on their vacations. There was unbelievable Torah there. There were meetings of the great minds. Rav Naftali was the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin. The Granat was the Rosh Yeshiva by the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva, yeah? Rav Naftali. So So he was sitting, joined by a group of Hasidim, and they were busy talking about Avodas Hashem and Dachat Torah, and Sipru Sipurim Tzadikim, and they were telling Maisim about Tzadikim, yeah, like the Hasidim do. They were telling stories about wonder stories, yeah. So Kol Chosid, Hiflig Vesipa, Moifsov Veneflosov Shiraboy. Each of the Hasidim told over different wondrous things that they'd seen by their rabbis, nisim that their rabbis had performed. But Avtali Yoshev Shaysek, he got a litvak, yeah, sitting there, you know, so he kept quiet. Lo amalagid. Ponal of a chassidim, the vikshu v'sipa gam, who sipa maifus mi rabba gol l'chofetz chayim. They asked Rav Naftali, no, can you tell us stories about the Chofetz Chaim? He was obviously very close with the Chofetz Chaim. I wanted to know, you have stories about the Chofetz Chaim? I said, Gedua, Paul Yeshua is for Kerevaret. The Chofetz Chaim was famous already for the things he was able to do. Amal Rebbe Naftali. You pick up with a litvak, you're looking for trouble, yeah? So Rav Naftali said to them like this. Sipura maifus shelachem oiskim be'inyan tzadik goyiz v'akodosh ba'ochu makayim. The stories you're telling, that's the sugya of the tzaddik's goyze, the tzaddik decrees, and Hashem has to listen. Hashem keeps what the tzaddik tells him to do. V'la Rebbe Sheli, oisem oifus acher. My Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, he does another nice. He does something else that's more wondrous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyze v'tzaddik makayim. There's another inya where Hashem decrees and you listen to what Hashem says. Not that you decree and Hashem listens. The Chofetz Chaim Mekayim's, he's begetter that Hashem's goes of who Mekayim. He just does whatever Hashem tells him to do. Who Mekabal is called Zerois of Shalakorosh Bochu Betmimus. Whatever Hashem's goes on him is Mekabal Betmimus. Your Rebbe is God Akorosh Bochu and tell Akorosh Bochu what to do. My Rebbe listens to what Akorosh Bochu tells him to do. Yeah, that's a higher darga. Habalatanya, Kosef Shechamishim Shnois Limud Torah. That's quite interesting. You go from Rav Naftali to the Balatanya, you know, boom. Zil could do that. He was able to span both these worlds. And you can't imagine, you know, the Rav Naftali on the one end and the Balatanya. I mean, it's like, that's how you do that, like oil and water, and then you might bev them together, you know. A Balatanya, Kaysef, Shechamishim Shnois, Limut Teir, Avedis Hashem, Ein Bekoichen La'avis Adam Ledveikus, Kamo Shem Evia Lekach Kabolis Yisurim Ba'ava. A Balatanya says that 50 years, of learning Torah and avoid Hashem doesn't have the koyach to bring a person to get close to Hashem, kamo one Kabbalah Yisurim Shalava. Havayim Hashem Adregah Shekodesh Baruch Hu Goyze V'Tzadik Mekayim, the Daga where Hashem's Goyze and the Tzadik's Mekayim, he Madregah Gavur Yosem Yitzadik Goyze V'Kodesh Baruch Mekayim Ba'alot. It's a much higher Daga. Hashem tells you what to do. He's Goyze, you do it. Sada. He's Goyze, you Mekabel. So that's a much higher darga than you telling Hashem what to do, and Hashem listens to you. Hey, Emes, kivada sheyesh kedusha elyon sheyichinu v'badat gzeirus shemayim. For sure, there for sure gedolim. There's kedusha elyon that can mevatel gzeirus shemayim. The bechinas tzadik goyze v'akorosh baruch hu makayim. For sure, Klal Yisrael's had that. All the generations still have it. Ubin yaneinu reinu avaseinu siprulanu oisus sumoivsim guluim shenasi ledit sidok tzadikov chasod avayvashil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know. We have maisim. We heard from the previous generations the unbelievable moivsim and the wondrous things that the tzadiki oilam were able to do. Poshut ein shum baya. Ach kefi keshkvan izbaya li'il, like we have said above, gilu yushuas eluhu trufas manit. Vematzovim kashim. This is just a temporary band-aid. It's like first aid. It's a band-aid. When you're in difficult situations and Klal Yisrael needs to be uplifted, Kasham Yisrael Yishovu V'Rotzus Mod, Klal Yisrael is broken and shattered. And there's a chashash who won't be able to withstand the Nisoyin. As they stepped in and they did wonders. The Hashem gives his beloved ones the opportunity, the ability to do wondrous things to mechazak the door. Okay, you should know there's a Novi, there's a Yeshua, there's... But when the Gedolim, the Tzaddikim, see in front of them somebody who's got koiches, who can withstand any sign, they didn't do wonders for him. They didn't wave their little magic wand and the problem went away and they did miracles for him. No. They gave him chizuk. They helped him to withstand the nisoin because the schar for that is massive. So yusurim mechaprim v'chavivim yusurim. Yusurim are very precious. You're not allowed to look for them, you're not allowed to ask for them. But when they come, they're precious. They're chavivim and they're mechaprim. When you come a person, he's broken, he's shattered. He just can't. He can't handle that. They would be moise nefesh. They would lower themselves from the daga they were on. They would lower themselves to the daga of tzaddik goyzev Hashem makayim. In order to give this yid koiches and imuna and betochen, ulam kamuz ainu tachlis. That's not the tachlis. That's not what it's about. Ader rabba. But o achris ayomim kasher nistam kol chazoin ve'ainu tani odei adma. Everything's blocked. Everything's closed. We don't know. We don't know. We don't understand anything anymore. Ikat tafkidenu lekabel es kol abo leinu betmiyus lelo sheilus velo tmiyus. We have to makabel kol abo alecha betmimas, without getting confused, without getting blown away, whatever, without too many questions. Aleinu lachshov ki hu rotzen Hashem. It's a rotzen Hashem. And einu mesugolim amnam lavinzois. We can't understand what Hashem. We can't for sure. It was the Chazon Ish that said the shoresh of all apikosis is the fact that a person thinks he can understand everything. If you think you can understand everything, you'll become panikairus because you'll see things that you can't understand. And instead of saying, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a little bit bigger than me, so for sure I can't understand him, you'll want to understand everything and you'll think you've understood something, but you haven't. You'll get it wrong. Eventually, you'll become an apikairus. We have to know. It's all for the good. It's all for our good, ultimately. We don't understand. If the makabel zebetmim is ba'ava, and then that's makar the mashiach. Now that's avoida kasher. That's not an easy avoida for sure. It's a very hard madrega. But in today's days, it's not so hard anymore because you don't have a choice. Because if you're enough of a person, an idiot, to think you understand what's going on out there today, then you know there was a time maybe you could fool yourself into thinking you understood. But today, anybody thinks you understand. What do we understand? Understand anything? So it's not so difficult to get to this madrega of Tomim Tiyum Hashem Lakecha today. In fact, you don't have a choice. It's not like you had a choice before. You could choose. Maybe I'll do this, maybe that. Today, and that's the Metzias. No, you don't have a choice. I'll just tell you a Maisa Shoya. I heard it from a person who was there. He knew the story. Ramash Halachal, he was there himself. Not so long ago either, from Rabbi Socha Meizatzal, from the Tivot, the Rosh Yeshiva Vazata, South Africans may have known him. He used to come to South Africa quite often. He used to come fundraising for his yeshiva. He was one of the few Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas who spoke perfect English. So he had a strong shaykhus with the more chutznik communities. And a lot of South Africans learned in his yeshiva.
Yeah, I learned
there
for 3 months.
Oh, you lost a lot. So yeah. We're not talking about somebody who lived a million years ago, 1,000 years ago, yeah. And Warren's not so old, and Warren learned by him. So you understand, we're not talking about somebody from 1,000 years ago. So I heard this from one of his close talmidim, who's a good friend of mine, and lived in the Tivot. An ex-South African lived in the Tivot already like 50 years or whatever. So he was more odd close to Rabbi Socha. So Rabbi Socha, in the early days, he got to the Tivot. There was no Torah there. And he was involved in Makarevi, working with the mainly Moroccan community there. Anyway, there was a Sfari Balabos that used to come learn with Rabbi Socha every Shabbos. So he learned Tanakh, year in, year out. He condemned a little bit, not too much. Well, he was. The one day he tells Rabbi Socha that he doesn't know what he's going to do. He has a daughter that he has to marry off. And he doesn't have the money. He doesn't know where the money's going to come from. Rabbi Socha said to him, you go buy a lottery ticket. How much do you need? So he told him the amount he needed in those days was lirot, whatever, 30,000 lirot, loyda, whatever it was. So you go buy a lottery ticket, the Mifala Pais, whatever in those days, whatever they had, and you'll win the lottery. And from that, you'll marry off your daughter, Mabaya. Guy went, the Rebbe said, so he went, he bought the lottery ticket. Kachai, he won the lottery. Won the lottery. And he had enough money, exact amount that he said, and he won the amount, and off he went, and he married his daughter. So this friend of mine who knew Rabbi Socher, the story went out. This he'd started telling the story. Can you imagine that Tivot in those days wasn't a big town like it is today? Everybody knew everybody, whatever. And the story got out very quickly. So this is the nice that the Rosh Yeshiva did. So my friend went to Rabbi Socher and he said to him, I don't understand. You're drowning in debt. The yeshiva is mamash. The yeshiva was riddled with debt. Okay, it was very hard to be machzik yeshiva in those days. There was no food in the yeshivas. You speak to people that were there in those days. The poverty was extreme. And Rabbi Socher used to run all over the world trying to raise money and whatever. He was a diabetic. He wasn't a well man. He suffered terribly. He said, I don't understand. What are you schmatzing all over the world or whatever? Why don't you just, you know, if you can just get a lottery ticket and win whatever. He said, what are you talking about? That yid, I'm trying to machazak him and show him that there's a Kodesh Baruch in the world, imunin chachomim, imunin Torah, yeah? I'm learning with him already for years. Lo alech kol kach, I needed something big to wake him up. But me, I'm not going to go down to that level. I work with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tomim Tim Hashem Alokecha, and we have to do what we have to do. We have to make proper shtadlers. You know? Don't do miracles to machazak a yeshiva. So that's exactly what we're saying here. That's exactly the vote we're saying here. For a person that's on a low level where the God sees he needs to be machazak, he needs a chizuk, and imuna, you know, he'd fine. So then Hashem will allow him to do certain things. But a person's on a higher level, a person understands what his real tachlis in the world is, as enom ledaber. Tomim tiyum Hashem alokecho, al tachakel asidois, v'kol abo alecho, kabul ba'ave, b'simcho, v'az tiyul tachal chelek v'nachal asoy, something like that, Rashi says, yeah? Then you'll be dovuk with him, you'll have a chelek with him, you'll be part of him. That's the avoider in tefillah. I told you, he's one mahalach in tefillah, that's how he deals with tefillah. Very interesting approach, chudushdik approach, how you deal with tefillah. The tefillah isn't always for you. Sometimes you have to daven and daven and daven for years for somebody because you feel the lack of it. In the meantime, everybody else is benefiting from your tefillahs, and one day you'll understand where all those tefillahs went, but no tefillah goes empty. Could be the next door neighbor is going to benefit from your tefillah. It could be someone that you've never heard of in another part of the world is going to benefit from your tefillahs. You have to look and see what you're lacking. You have to daven for it. And whatever happens, happens. Okay. Now, obviously, there's much more to say about tefillah. If anybody here wants to say more, I'm happy to. I don't even know where to start with tefillah. It's not my subject, and I don't feel comfortable talking about things that I'm not too clear on. So what's written here is written here. Rav Dessler has more on this if you want to go look in Michtev Meileau. And there's others. Everybody speaks about tefillah. I think Rav Rechter Lotus wrote a whole sefer on tefillah. The Nefesh HaChaim as a whole, 25% of the Nefesh HaChaim is on tefillah. Ein Sham, are we going to go right into Perek Hay? Yes, calm. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Simon Aleph Siv Hay. That's right at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Mover Shetoyv Loimes Pashas Haman. It's brought down there that's a good thing to do is to say the Pasha of the Mon. Ubimishna Burur Sham, Siv Kotan Yud Gimel. Havi Shama Poiskim. He brings out the poison say that we say, why do we say Pasha Samon? Is that a person should increase, build his imuna, that all his mezainas comes with Ashgocha Pratis. Everything that a person has is Panosa, let's call it Panosa, and other areas comes by Ashgocha Pratis. Who could exceed? Somebody who did more ishtadlis didn't benefit, and someone did less ishtadlis didn't lose out. Doing more and more ishtadlis doesn't help at all, meaning doesn't help for panosa. Doesn't help for panosa. The ishtadlis has it. Purpose, it has its place. We discussed it. Many reasons why you have to make ishtadlis. But it doesn't help to get the goal that you're trying to get. But ishtadlis does do something, but not for the panasa, not for the thing you're trying to achieve. When Elisha raised the child from the dead, yeah, there was a dead child, he'd been dead for quite a while, and Elisha raised him from the dead. What did he do? He went in the room alone, locked the door, Then he lay on top of him and he put his eyes in his eyes and his nose in his nose, his mouth in his mouth. And he did some kind of, resuscitation, whatever. And the kid came back to life. That Ishtadas did anything to bring him back to life? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He'd been dead for too long to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And it doesn't say that he did. He just lay on him, put him, whatever, did what he did. What was he doing the Ishtadas for? It was a nace here. It was an open nace. So what was he doing? So the explanation is he was doing the Ishtadas for himself. When Hashem does a miracle for somebody, there's a danger that you can get the Bedgaivadik. You can think, wow, Hashem does nothing for me. So on his level, that person needs to make some Ishtadlis in order to remove the risk of the gaiva. So that's what Elisha was doing. So the Ishtadlis does something, protects him from a bad midah. About Klape, what he was trying to achieve, raise the dead. He raised the dead. Hashem raised the dead. He knew that it was an open miracle. And the Ishtadlis wasn't to mamite the miracle for anybody else. It was only for himself to mamite the miracle. You see many, many examples of that in Chumash, in Tanakh. Many, many examples where Nisim were done for big people, but they still had to do something in order to mamite the chashash of the midah of gaiva that could kick in. Go, wow, look how special I am. Hashem's doing miracles for me. So you have to make some minimal ishtadlis, even though the ishtadlis doesn't do anything. You see many, many examples. Yeah, why did Noach have to make a teva? What if to feed the animals? Do you think he could do that? The table was much too small to hold all the animals. There are many examples. Rabbi Chanina Medosa, we mentioned this the other day. Why did he have to light vinegar? Yeah. There are all the many, many, many examples like this of you have to do something. Moshe Rabbeinu has to hit the river. Then it turns to blood. Why? Wow. It turns to blood. You think hitting rivers makes blood? No. No example. But the Ishtadlis does something, about not the end result. The Ishtadlis does something for the person, for me. Either it mamites the cheshasha being toila rishonis, like we mentioned many times, or it mamites the sakana of gaiva, or it teaches you that Ishtadlis doesn't do anything. There's something purposeful in the Ishtadlis, about not to get the goal you want. Doesn't make the panosa, doesn't make the shidach, it doesn't make the refuah. But you have to do it, because it does something for you. Not stam nothing. What chashuv to remember that. Dora mid by a door daya. We know that the Dora midbot is called the door daya. Daya meaning they had personal, internal knowledge of reality. Not that they knew a lot. Door daya, wow, they knew a lot. No, daya means they were mechubah to their knowledge. Hem chiyuba hanhoga shi sebo talois mukhletes bakorish baruch hu. That we know. They were totally dependent on Hashem. There was nowhere else you could get what they wanted. They never knew what was going to be tomorrow. You couldn't arrange a chasen. It's a bit like today. You know, you don't know how to make a chasen, a bar mitzvah. You send out invitations. You're making it in this ulam, and then tomorrow you're already in another place. Because they moved the clouds of glory. When they went, they went. You never knew where you were going to be. Some places they were there for a day. Some places they were for months. How do you make a chasen? You couldn't make arrangements. I'll meet you tomorrow in this place. Yeah, but tomorrow you're already 500 kilometers away from there. You don't know. Am Shalem Hoylech Lishon Beregia Mukhletes. An entire nation, millions of people went to sleep completely tranquil. Lamarot Shem Lefilu Kazais Mosin Leom Acheres, even though there wasn't a Kazais of food in the entire nation. What are they going to eat tomorrow? You'll borrow from their neighbors. The neighbors also didn't have anything. Ezem Etzion also had nothing. It was nothing. The Kol Yom and Makablim Miyodov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezonim B'derech Nisit. Every day they got food directly from Hashem in a miraculous way. The Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashrabes is Klal Yisrael Vayimer. Ada Yom Hazeh Hashem praises Klal Yisrael and says, Zechati Lecha Chesed Nereich Avos Kelosayich Lech Techa Acharei B'midbar B'eretz Lo Zeruah. I remember the chesed you did in your youth. You went after me into the desert, Eretz Lo Zeruah. You followed me into a barren land where people don't survive more than a day. Hamizal tzadach re'ashem be'betochen mole, hu lo yoyda ma'hechin yagiyem mezoyna macha, ein lo kol tachnit milvad ha'tachnit ha'yechid elech b'chrei Hashem. They only had one tochnit, one purpose. You walk after Hashem, betmimas. They knew nothing. They had no plans, no organization. What are they going to eat? When they're going to eat? Where they're going to be? Who? Nothing, nothing. You're completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kefi shenema, al pi Hashem yichonu, here it is, al pi Hashem yichonu, al pi Hashem yosu. You moved on Hashem and you camped on Hashem. There, nothing else. You made no decisions about where you're going to sleep tonight. Lefamim hem choynim yom yomayim, lefamim chodesh shana. Hem lo koi kuvuim v'uma, rak Hashem hu amoyer lehem esdalcham. Only Hashem tells you what to do. Now you know how disturbing it is to live like that. We've had a bit of a taste of it. Yeah, a bit of a taste of it. You know how disturbing it is to live like that? When you have no control over your own life, where you're going to be, how you're going to be, that's one of the tortures of being in prison. They take away your freedom. These people are complete prisoners. They had no freedom. But the Teloys was in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Besimcha Gadol. Let's start the next paragraph. Banhagazu limit v'chinuchotanu Hashem Yisparach teitzad aleinu lo'ay kiyoim. What Hashem was teaching did to them was a lesson for us. That's how you have to conduct yourself today. Kasheanu mishtadlim l'panoseinu cholshim b'shas chrishu v'zorim b'shas ria. When we're busy making ishtalos for our panosa, we're busy plowing in the plowing time and reaping in the harvest time, whatever, etc., doing whatever ishtalos we're doing. Aleinu ledas ki lo ishtadlus hi hamavia es panosa. You have to know the ishtalos, not what's bringing panosa. El aliche betmimas ach Hashem hi veraki mevia lan es panoseinu. With Hashem, betmimas, walking with Hashem, betmimas, beimuna, betochen shleima. That's what brings panasa, or not. Hashem brings panasa. We don't bring panasa. Hanoga nisis mufla zu shel dora midbay nitzreches b'shaisa ma'oid. Kedei loitzis klal Yisrael mitachas siblois mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael needed this unbelievable open revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanoga of the world, of the Hashgacha Pratis. They needed that because they needed to be taken out of the oil, the incredible influence of Mitzrayim. Hatzarech la'itzi mishubad aruchani v'atzleis b'mitzrayim v'ashkofa saloma shel ha'uma mitzris. They need to get out of the Hashkofa of the Mitzrayim, which is Koich Ve'etzim Yodi. Who's Hashem? Well, not Hashem. We do everything. Paro himself is God. Paro himself is a god. He's the god. So there's no other god because he's the god. So there's not Talos in anything. It's all Koich Ve'etzim Yodi. And Klal Yisrael had that very deeply entrenched in them. And they needed to be shocked out of that. Israel couldn't break away from the absolute dependency on Mitzrayim and the dependency on the Marechet HaTeva. They saw Teva for Teva. They didn't see Teva for what it is, which is just something being mustier than that. There's no Teva. They didn't see that. They couldn't. So Hashem had to strip it out of them. Strip away the Teva Lagamre so that they could see that it's Kulu Hashem. They needed that. And we can learn from that, but we don't need that anymore because we're able in the darkness to penetrate through in the darkness, through all the doubts, and to plummet through the Gashmis and to see there's a Kol Hashem. We have the Koichas to do that ourselves. Hashem's not going to spoon feed us generation. Okay, so that's some of the work. Man, Hashem will carry that on afterwards as we go along. Well, that's the avoidance. The Moedim Od Kasher. It's not something that comes in a day or two. It's hard work and experience, and it's making the ishtadlis and observing the ishtadlis and seeing where you have a talois and ishtadlis, where my chosa, where my lacking, where my and working on that. That's the avoider. Anyway, mitzvah Hashem to be continued. Have a good voch, and we'll meet tomorrow with Bezrat Hashem.